Good morning. Again, my name is Robert Pine. I'm a graduate student in the Department of Plant Biology at Rutgers University. My co-authors on this study are Dr. Josh Honig, Jennifer Vassiunas, and my major advisor, Dr. James Simon. Just a quick overview on what I will be talking about today. I'd like to briefly introduce downy mildew of basil and the impact it's had in the United States and worldwide. Then I'd like to talk about the identification of genetic resistance to downy mildew in basil and our efforts to introgress genetic resistance into a sweet basil background. Then I'm going to share some preliminary results on characterization of genetic relationships among 95 resistant and susceptible Osimum accessions, Osimum being the basil genus, using 16 EST-SSR markers. And finally, I'd like to discuss the implications of population structure analysis for current and future downy mildew resistance breeding strategies. So basal downy mildew is a relatively new disease. It was first reported in the United States in 2007 in Florida. It's been a problem in Europe since earlier, about 2001. Currently, there are no resistant sweet basil varieties available. There was a recent release from a Dutch company, Enzazaden, of a variety that was labeled intermediate resistance. In terms of chemical control, efficacy is limited. Conventional control can reduce disease severity if sprayed often, but that's costly, and also it risks leaf residue, which is not exactly advantageous for basil consumption. Organic controls to date are really not effective at all. So host resistance would be a great option, obviously. Our collaborator at Cornell Extension, Dr. Meg McGrath, started a basal downy mildew tracking system in 2008 that was modeled off of a cucurbit downy mildew tracking system that was very successful. So these are states reporting downy mildew in the United States in 2008, seen in blue. White states not reporting any downy mildew, and this is 2014. So the spread has been fairly rapid, for this particular map, it's likely that there are cases of basal downy mildew in many of those white states, but they simply weren't reported to the tracking system. So we began to look for host resistance in around 2010 when we identified two species, Osimum americanum and Osimum citrodorum, that were considered resistant and tolerant respectively. But we wanted to identify additional sources of resistance, primarily because both of those had issues of sterility and sexual incompatibility when attempted to cross to the commercial sweet basil varieties. So we started a more rapid system of screening in the greenhouse. We screen at the cotyledon stage and we screen at the true leaf stage. This is all done in the greenhouse. We can't culture downy mildew. It's an obligate biotroph. So we maintain our stock inoculum on a susceptible control variety, which we use Osimum basilicum DeGenova. DeGenova being the commercial variety name. And so what we wanted to see was how good of a marker cotyledon resistance can be for true leaf resistance. What we found is if you get cotyledon resistance, you're likely to get true leaf resistance. Conversely, if you get cotyledon susceptibility, you can get an acquired resistance, as was seen here in SD, which is a commercial lemon basil variety. We're interested in resistance from the cotyledon stage through the true leaf stage. So we found that this is a nice, very rapid system of identifying resistance at the cotyledon stage as a predictor for true leaf resistance. And we could have results in 14 days. So we were able to screen many genotypes for resistance over the past few years. Obviously great resource that we wanted to tap into was the sweet basil, which is the Osimum basilicum species, USDA germplasm. We wanted to target the Osimum basilicum species because that is the same as the commercial sweet basil varieties, and thus would be the easiest to breed for when crossing into those varieties. We found a lot of susceptibility among the germplasm, Osimum basilicum germplasm, but we did identify Some varieties did quite well in greenhouse screening. Some plant introductory accessions, I should say, PI 172996, 172997, and 172998. They all showed but little to no sporulation on the leaf surface. And another PI 652053 also showed no sporulation whatsoever on the leaf surface. However, we found that when hybridized with Osmum basilicum, it produces sterile F1, so that PI is likely not in the Osmum basilicum species. So whenever we identified tolerant or resistant accessions in the greenhouse, we confirmed that those results in the field using an area under the disease progress curve. So this is just a subset of some genotypes, some mainly commercial varieties that we identified as tolerant and resistant. And here's a number of parents that we used to begin our breeding process once we had identified some resistant and intermediate accessions. So S is indicating susceptibility, I is indicating intermediate resistance, and R is indicating resistance. So we started crossing all of these in a diallele matrix to see how the genes were controlled, whether there was combining ability that we could take advantage of. So we did that, and what we found is primarily when we cross resistant types together or with the susceptible sweet basil varieties with the Osmum basilicum species, we get the same level of resistance in the F1 as we do with the parents. So that obviously indicates that dominant gene effects are controlling resistance among these resistant accessions. Most importantly, we're interested in what happens when you cross the resistant varieties with the susceptible sweet basil varieties. So we call these the tester lines. So shown here the resistant parent would be in red, the F1 hybrid in gray, and the susceptible parent in black. As you can see, you don't really see any red and gray with the exception of SD, which is again a lemon basil variety that seems to break down. Its resistance seems to break down under high disease pressure. Other than that, you can see all of the resistant varieties, KLI, MRI, CAM, PI 652053, and SPI, they all confer complete resistance in the F1, indicating strong dominant effects. The issue is that most of these F1s are sterile, and many crosses we made not shown were sexually incompatible, and thus we couldn't even generate an F1. So sterility is a big problem, and often we're just making crosses in the dark because we don't have a good phylogenetic support for the different accessions that we find to be resistant as compared to the susceptible sweet basil. One F1, I should say, that we found was a cross between MRI, a resistant accession, and SB22, which is a sweet basil susceptible variety, and that was fertile, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. So again, basil genetics and phylogenetics are not well understood. They're very foggy. There is a lot of genetic diversity from which to select from, so that's a good thing, but the big problem is that the difference in basic chromosome number and genome size limits crossing and limits breeding. Specifically, the sweet basil types, the Osmum basilicum species, is a tetraploid, whereas a number and the majority of resistant types are found in species like Osmum americanum and Osmum africanum, which are hexaploids. So what we end up with is, what we think we're ending up with is a lot of pentaploids that are obviously not fertile. So phylogenetics again are poorly understood. If you go through the literature to try to get a better understanding, studies to date have used AFLP and rapid markers, which have issues with reproducibility. But more importantly, the scope of these phylogenetic studies are limited to not so many genotypes, and more importantly, genotypes that we found to be resistant. So the Osmum genus needs greater resolution of the phylogeny in a general sense, and also to help us improve our breeding and make more informed decisions when making crosses attempting to introgress resistance. So we started a genetic diversity study, including 95 accessions with 8 species and 12 hybrids that we had generated. We extracted genomic DNA using the Omega Biotech ENZA SP kit. And then we wanted to develop some SSR markers. Genomic resources and DNA sequence information for basal is fairly limited, but there is a modest EST database available with 23,845 sequences. So in order to mine for SSRs, we assembled that EST database using Cap3 software, and then we mined it for microsatellite repeat motifs. We got over 700 potential SSRs. From those, we designed primers from flanking regions around those microsatellite sequences using Primer3 software. And we screened a number of polymorphic SSRs, or we screened a number of SSRs, 16 were polymorphic, and they yielded a total of 181 alleles. We screened these using capillary electrophoresis. Our data analysis for this diversity study, alleles were scored as dominant. Unfortunately, we couldn't do codominant because of polyploidy. We couldn't determine allelic dosage among our accessions. We used the NTSYS PC SimQual module to generate a genetic distance matrix and a UPGMA dendrogram. We then used a Mantel test to determine the goodness of fit between the dendrogram and the genetic distance matrix, and using that same software, bootstrap values were calculated with a minimum support value of 0.5. For population structure analysis, we used structure software, and we evaluated the potential populations that could be present among our 95 accessions, represented as K. So we evaluated K equals 2 through K equals 50 to determine what the most parsimonious K value was, or what the most parsimonious number of populations were among our accessions. So this is our population structure output. K equals 8 was found to be the most parsimonious value for K, so the most parsimonious value for the number of populations. So shown here is a bar plot in which every bar represents an accession in our diversity study. And the colors represent inferred populations. So there are 8 colors for 8 populations. So what was interesting here is that the Osmum basilicum species actually broke down into 2 distinct groups, not just a single group. And the same thing for Osmum americanum. Osmum basilicum is a sweet basil species that is going to have all the commercial varieties that are susceptible to sweet basil. Whereas Osmum americanum, you're going to find resistant species. Same in Osmum kilimanjaricum, Osmum africanum, and Osmum gratissimum tenuiform. We also saw a nice support for our hybrids in terms of their genomic composition from inferred populations being about a 50-50 split. For example, Osmum basilicum and Osmum americanum, shown here, have about a 50-50 split in terms of their genomic composition from each of those 2 species. An interesting one over here was a cross we made between a susceptible Osmum basilicum and a resistant Osmum americanum that showed to be mostly Osmum basilicum, inferring that there's actually a lot of shared genomic information here. And then down here we have our hybrids between the 2 Osmum basilicum clades. These are going to be partially sterile, these are going to be fully sterile, and this also is going to be fully sterile. So here's our dendrogram using the same colors as in the population structure output to identify the populations amongst individuals. And bootstrap values here are shown, just a number of important bootstrap values here are shown to indicate parsimonious clades. So I just want to break down this dendrogram a little bit. Starting with the Osmum basilicum group, which is the most commercially important group. So I just want to pull out a couple of important accessions within this group, the most important being MRI, which is a commercial variety resistant to downy mildew that we identified and was compatible with sweet basil. And so we were able to generate a full sibling family. We were able to generate a full sibling family and identify two BDM genes, or downy mildew resistance genes, here. From that, we were able to generate a number of resistant breeding lines that are in advanced stages and being stabilized for resistance. And then this here is a sterile F1 that grouped right in the middle of the Osmium basilicum clade, but is actually sterile. The Osmium basilicum group 2 clade, that's going to when crossed with the Osmium basilicum group 1 clade, is going to produce a partially sterile F1. There are some important accessions here that show nice tolerance. Those are the PI172997 and the PI172996 that have an intermediate response to downy mildew in addition to sweet danny. Both are also resistant to fusarium wilt, which is important. And then the remaining species all group here in this last group with a number of different clades. Just to go over their phenotypes, this would be the Osmium americanum clade 1, Osmium americanum clade 2, Osmium africanum, Osmium grutissimum, and Osmium tenniforum. So all of these group nicely with their known species. But again, all of these, even though they're resistant, cannot be crossed with commercial sweet basil. They're sexually incompatible. And this is Osmium campechianum. So just to summarize here, looking at all of the populations in a single slide again, the most important group is Osmium basilicum. That's what we're aiming to get when breeding. We're aiming to get a sweet basil type. When crossed with the Osmium basilicum clade 2, we'll get partial sterility. When crossed with these Osmium kilimanjaricum, americanum, and africanum, we'll get a sterile F1. So this is a barrier to breeding. And then when we go further down to Osmium grutissimum, we get sexual incompatibility and we're unable to make these crosses. So this population structure analysis has really allowed us to kind of dissect the genus and make more informed decisions when breeding. So breeding implications: Osmium basilicum clade 1 contains the MRI resistant genotype, which was found to be sexually compatible with sweet basil and produced a fertile F1. So we were able to progress through breeding lines with that, and also we determined that was controlled by two genes. Intermediate resistance can be found in Osmium basilicum clade 2. So this is important for building durable resistance and also maintaining a wide gene pool, because we can't, even though we get partially sterile F1s, we can progress to the F2 here. And any more attempted introgression of resistance from Osmium accessions outside of the Osmium basilicum groups is limited by either F1 sterility or sexual incompatibility. So although there is a lot of resistance outside of the Osmium basilicum groups and clades, it's not really possible at this point to introduce that resistance into a sweet basil background. Transformation of sweet basil is possible. However, support for a GM basil is not likely to gain traction anytime soon. Okay.
All right. I'd like to thank Rob for his presentation. And if anybody has any questions, catch him afterwards.